He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Well, hello everyone and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor coming to you live and in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome everyone. We are on show number 264. We have a very easy, simple gadget, and those are the types that I love. It's a gadget that's not too expensive, very affordable, very functional, and very, very useful. Plus, it's loaded with features, as they say in Boston. And we are also going to do a rant, which I'm sure you'll want to stay tuned for. And last but not least, a very cool app was introduced by the folks at Google, I think it was yesterday, and I'm going to show you that. So let's get a little housekeeping done right off the bat. Of course, you can email the Gadget Professor 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. I do answer all my email. Also, if you go to the webpage, www.thegadgetprofessor.com, if you go on our webpage, that's one of the easier ways to watch the show. You can watch it right from the webpage. Also, if you're there, you want to subscribe to the podcast. Subscribe to the newsletter. You can subscribe to the podcast, too. Just do me on iTunes. So that's all the stuff there is to know. Also, you may want to follow me on Twitter, and that would be @GadgetProfessor. And absolutely, check us out on Facebook. It would be Facebook/TheGadgetProfessor. All right, let's get into it today. We're going to go to camera two and take a peek at our amazing gadget of the day. It is called the Inatech AL2011W. This device is a car charger. And essentially what you're going to do is plug this little piece in here to your cigarette lighter. And that's pretty simple to do. And then here you have the ability to charge two devices. Now, what's so cool about this particular device? You know, there is a zillion of them. Well, first of all, this one is really well made, unlike other devices that will charge your phones or your tablets. And what's nice about this is that there are two 5-volt, 2.1-amp charging devices. A lot of the units give you 1.4 charging amperage out of this. This is actually a full for both inputs here, 2.1 amps charging ports. Plus, the part that I love about this, and which is why I'm featuring it, is they actually have an attached lightning cable. As a bonus, they also throw in a micro cable. So let's take a look at this, and this is what I think is really cool. There's your charging cable built right in. You can't forget the cable. And I don't know about you, but whenever I have a car charger for my USB devices, I always forget the cable. Or if I have the cable and I go out to where I'm going, I say, oh, I'm going to bring this cable because I might want to charge my phone or need the cable for something else. When I go back in the car, no cable. I've lost it or forgotten it. This, you can't forget it because it's attached directly on to the device itself, and I love that. Additionally, they threw in a high-quality micro cable so that you're covered for both the Apple, you know, your iPhone or iPhone devices, and also any micro charging that you need to do. So you're getting both chargers there given to you. So whether you have a GPS in your car or you need to charge two USB devices, you have the ability here, as you can see, to plug in two devices. Plus the fact that you're going to have that third wire coming out here gives you the ability to have three things charging at the same time. And they're all going to charge quickly because you're at that 2.1 amp per device, per input, USB input, of capacity. So that's really good. This also has instant charging technology. It's a built-in chipset that actually detects when your devices are ready to automatically, that they're automatically charged, or if they're overcharging, it will stop the current from flowing. So it's well made, and I think that it's probably one of the better ones out there. This is also ABS plus PC fireproof materials. The charger is functioning with a short circuit, over wattage, over current, and overheat protection. That's important. So when you buy the cheap ones, you're not getting all that. And I don't know about you, but a while back I had a charging device just like this actually overheat. It got really hot and started smoking. And I don't smoke when I was driving, so I quickly grabbed it and pulled it out. So this one will not do this. It's quite reliable, and the cables that come with it are good, and it's a 4-foot cable, so that's also very nice. And they have a nice little tie here that's attached to it. So they didn't skimp on anything, and I really like this device, and I'm putting it back in my car where it belongs. So you're wondering how much this costs. Well, if you go on Amazon, it's $16, and you may think that's expensive, but I'm telling you, the fact that this is 2.1 amps, the fact that you can charge two devices plus another one, so it's actually three devices charging all at the same time, it's a really good deal. It has the automatic ability to sense when your device is charged. It has the overheat protection, so for $16, I don't think you're going to be unhappy with this. As a matter of fact, I think you're going to like it. So again, simple, easy device, very functional, well-made, and that's why I love gadgets. So there you go. That would be the Inatec AL2011B charger. They also make this, in case you're wondering, I'm pretty sure they make this instead of a standard, what I call your lightning cable, for your iPhone, your iOS, they also make these that instead of the lightning cable being your default cable, they also make it that you can have your micro USB charger. So it's whatever you want. I happen to use the iPhone, so I prefer this cable to be on there. So it's a good device. I really like it, and I think you will too. All right, folks, get yourself ready. Strap in. The following is the opinion of the gadget professor. This is just my opinion. I don't do rants often. In fact, it's a rarity that I'll do a rant, but this deserves a rant, and front and center, we are going to call up Mr. One Magic Jack. I received an email about a week ago that confirmed what I was thinking all along. Now, let me say that I myself use Magic Jack, and I'm still using a Magic Jack. Here's where the rubs, R-U-B-S, come in. Not one, there are several. Many people took advantage of their plan. And I'm going to go to plans. This is the website as of today. So they have a $35 plan, which is their most popular plan. And then right here, you'll notice that they have the best value plan at $99.75. This is a 5-year plan. So you're going to buy this device, the Magic Jack over here. And typically, they're $39-ish. And you're going to get a year free plan of service. In other words, your phone service. Now, for $99, you're going to get a 5-year plan. Well, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to do the math and realize that your $99 for 5 years is a heck of a lot cheaper and a better deal than the $35 plan. So quite a few people bought this 5-year plan and are still on the 5-year plan. Now, here comes the craziness. One in particular, actually two people that emailed me have the same exact problem. These people don't know each other, so clearly it's a problem. They had a Magic Jack Plus, which is the physical hardware device, which is right here. Here's the Magic Jack Go. Here's the Magic Jack Express. They had the Magic Jack Plus, which is just an older version of what you're seeing here. And they paid for it, and I don't remember what it was. It might have been $25 at the time or $35. And they bought the 5-year plan. So you get 1 year out of the box plus the 5-year plan for $99. So you're essentially getting 6 years, $99 for the 5-year plan plus the $35, which gives you an additional year when you buy the device. Here's what happened. The gentleman, actually both these people, were in their third year of their 5-year plan. Magic Jack is working fine, no problems, end of story. One day they go to operate their phone, it doesn't work. What's going on? So they log on to their Magic Jack account, username, password, no problem, and they see that their account has been suspended. And I go, how can that be? I paid up front. I have the receipt. I'm definitely paid up. Well, they were. And after considerable aggravation, and we'll get into that in a second, what they found is that the Magic Jack Plus, which they purchased about 3 years ago, is no longer supported by the Magic Jack people, and they had to buy a new Magic Jack. They had to buy a Magic Jack Go or a Magic Jack Express. I think they had to buy the Magic Jack Go. So obviously they're upset. They bought the device. They bought the five-year contract. They paid in advance for it. And now midstream, they say, you got to upgrade on your hardware and you got to buy a new one. Well, I would be upset too. And that's really, I think, a ripoff. I know in the automobile industry, I think it was the Hummers. When people bought those way back when, they went out of business. But to my knowledge, they had to, by law, have enough parts to replace every part in that vehicle for, I don't know, 5 or 10 years, as was mandated by the industry, which makes sense. People who purchased that vehicle, if the vehicle changed or went out of business, they had to have enough to cover these people. Well, Magic Jack, in my opinion, should have covered these Magic Jack pluses at least for the 5 years, or until the last person, whoever it is, their contract of 5 years ran out, and not try to, you know, basically screw them midstream, which is exactly what they did. So I'm not too happy about that. And to make matters worse, both these people tried diligently to use the number, the phone number that they called on, and guess what? They don't have a phone number anymore, so you can't get tech support. You've got to go completely by email, and they don't get back to you quick. So one of the guys was pretty sharp, and he went on to the onto a directory and found where they were located and actually called the company. When he called the company, he was put on hold till the next available operator came along, and he waited 2 hours, 2 hours on the phone. Now, he just wasn't sitting there. He was doing work, but still 2 hours on the phone. And then he heard the announcement, you are next in line. So after 2 hours, okay. And then he heard the announcement, sorry, we are closed now, and they hung up on him. So I would be irate too. The service is hideous. So let me rest there. I can go on for another hour or two, but I would be very careful when I invested in a Magic Jack. Again, the service works and I still use it, but their customer service is non-existent and they use very nasty techniques. Now, to back up what I'm saying, if you go to the consumeraffairs.com website and you look up Magic Jack, you'll see that their overall satisfaction rating is quite poor. It's 1, based on 61 ratings out of 882 reviews. And if you start reading through these reviews, and they're recent, you'll find that I'm not alone in my feelings about Magic Jack. So Magic Jack, I know you're watching, the Gadget Professor. You got to clean up your act and you got to do the right thing. All right, I'm done. Let's move along here. Let's go into some free apps, because I know you love those free apps. The Revo Uninstaller Pro is a paid version of an uninstall program. It works flawlessly and I love it. However, for those cheapies that like to watch the Gadget Professor, you know who you are. The Revo Uninstaller freeware is also available, and guess what? It will get rid of any program just like the Pro model was. It doesn't have as many features, but if your goal is to scan for leftovers after you use the standard uninstall, this will do it. It has 8 additional cleaning tools that are included, and you have free professional tech support. It's a great product. Try it out. Use the free version. I think it will do everything you want. If you need the Pro version, I would recommend it because it's a great company and they do a good job. Now, I on occasion get asked this, and sometimes people have trouble asking the question. The typical question would be, I want to capture what's on my screen and make it into a file. Well, that's a real simple thing to do, and pretty much most Windows programs and your Mac or whatever has the ability to do that. You can even freeze a frame on your iPhone. It's simple to do. In any event, a lot of people want to know how they or can they capture video. Well, you can do that, and here's a free program. You can purchase programs to do this, but this is free, folks. This is called TinyTake, and this is the fastest way to screen capture and record videos and share them for free. Totally free download. So this is it. It's called TinyTake.com. It will be in the show notes. And anytime you want to capture a video or a screen, this is the software that will do it. It works real well. I've tried it out. Even if you have a video, you just square off the window that you want. It could be full frame. It could be a small video. It could be a YouTube video. Whatever it is that you want to capture, this will do it, and it will do it well, and it is free. So you can't beat that price. There's no way you can beat that price. Speaking of free, this is a phenomenal app, and I knew it was around, but I never tested it. About a day or two ago, I figured, you know what, I'm going to give this a shot. This is called Mouse Without Borders. I don't make this up, Mouse Without Borders. It's a great app for Windows, and what this will do is it will allow you to use one mouse, and you will be the captain of all your computers. So this allows you to control up to four different computers from a single mouse and a keyboard. This means that Mouse Without Borders, you can copy text or drag and drop files across computers. This is a great piece of software, 100% free. You will like it. Try it out. It is called Mouse Without Borders. Crawling right along here, Unchecky. This is a phenomenal piece of free software. If you're tired of unchecking unrelated offers while you're installing free software, and I have to admit, some of the software that I recommend, when you install it, it will put in either automatically or by request. It will change your browser, search engine, on and on and on. Some of them do, some of them don't. If you have Unchecky in there, this will take care of all that. Unchecky automatically unchecks unrelated offers, both saving your mouse clicks, saving you mouse clicks, and making it less likely that you're going to miss a checkbox of unwanted software. The installers often try to sneak things in. This Unchecky will actually warn you that, hey, do you really want to install this? You say, geez, I never checked that box. I didn't want to install this anyway. So this is great, and it also will update itself automatically. So check that out, Unchecky. Check out Unchecky. Now, here's another, I'll call it an esoteric piece of software that I actually use. It's called TerraCopy. And what this is for, it's designed to copy and move files from one computer to another with the maximum speed possible. It skips bad files during the copy process and then displays them at the end of the transfer so that you see which ones perhaps need attention. TerraCopy can automatically check the copy files for errors by calculating their CRC or their checksum values. It also provides a lot of information about the files being copied, and it's better than the drag and drop on your typical Windows routine that you would do. You corral your files, you drag them and you drop them and you're done. That works, but this is significantly faster. So check this out. It's free. It works well. It's called TerraCopy. It's very, very simple to use. And last but not least, folks, I am very excited about this. I tried to test it out today, but I couldn't do it because of time constraints, but I'm very excited to see this. I've been waiting for an app like this for years. Now, as you know, I use the iPhone. And I have to tell you, I've always been a Droid person from day one. However, I switched over to the iPhone probably three or four years ago, and I haven't gone back. And if you remember 4 years ago when I was on my show, the reason I switched over to the iPhone, there was one reason and one reason only. It was called FaceTime. Why? Because if I want to see my kids or see my grandkids, I click a button and boom, there they are. And I love it. It's simple. It's easy to operate. Whereas if you're on the Droid system, you don't have that availability. And it bugged me. Plus, if all my kids are on it and my family's on the iPhone and they're all on FaceTime, I needed to be on FaceTime. And I am, and it works great. That said, meet Duo. This is Google Duo. This is a simple one-to-one video calling app for everyone. Video calling is the next best thing to being there in person. We know that. But often it can be frustrating and a complicated experience. You shouldn't have to worry about whether you will connect or if your friend is using the same type of device. For example, if you're on a Droid phone or a Droid device and I'm on my iPhone, you can't FaceTime me, only if you have an Apple product. So what this will do is it will make calling, no matter what kind of phone you have, easy and one click. That's right, this will work on the Android and it will work on the iOS on your Apple products. It's totally free, and the only thing that you have to have happen is you both clearly have to have that Duo app on there. So you can load it in your from your Play Store if you're on the Droid platform, and if you go into your iTunes on the iOS, you can download that from the app selection there. It's called Google Duo. Now, I have it. I have loaded it on my iPhone, and I also have several old Droids. I have loaded it on that also. So when I get off the air. I am going to actually have Mike call me using this Google Duo app and see if it really works. I can't imagine that it doesn't. And this was just released, I believe, yesterday. So it is available now at the time of this broadcast, and we're going to check it out. So I'm excited about it. Mike's trying to call me now. He's just yelling over, and I'll see if he's there. I don't see him. I don't see him. So I have to check into it. I can't say it works or it doesn't work, but I hear his phone ringing in the back, and my iPhone does not recognize it, but I may have to set the app or do something. But it's a really cool idea, and I really hope it works. Maybe. I know around Black Friday, yours truly is due for a new phone. And if this app works, maybe I'm going to go back to the Droid. We shall see. Stay tuned to the Gadget Professor to find out what it is that I decide upon. Thank you so much for tuning in. See everybody next week.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.